Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Today we have Reflections. Move this microphone up so you can hear me better. Reflections is a really pretty ballad in A flat. And when I recorded this one, I think I didn't do many takes. I think I just did one take. I think I just sat down and played it because it's a song that I had played for years and I figured I knew this song and whatever. But now I went back just now and listened closely to some recordings of it, especially Alone in San Francisco, and added a couple of things. So it starts off like this. And it's in A flat. There's this little descending bass line. Now, how do you want to do it? You could start here, because obviously it goes from A flat, it goes down to E flat. It goes to A flat, G flat, F, E, E flat. That doesn't sound like much of an arrival at the E flat if you're coming from this big E here. So I think I like to do it an octave up. So you could come here. Or you could start, I'll do that a little bit slower. Now this A flat is not part of the melody, I'm just playing a root. Because it's so high though, I think I prefer to start with this low note so it doesn't sound get confusing, like it sounds like it's part of the melody. It sounds like a bass note when it's down here. And then you don't notice really that that's a minor seventh instead of a whole step. Because you still get this motion more clearly than as if I had gone. Yeah. Also, I can't reach this. So that's out. I could play these all with the second finger in the bass on the root. This is a G flat 7 kind of thing. It's like an F7. I'm basically doing two voice counterpoint. I'm not doing the whole chords. I don't feel like that's necessary. Like, could do that, but it's a little bit lush. I kind of like the... I like to bring in the chords for an effect when it's... the full chord for an effect when it... when I want to have a little more fullness to the sound, but this outlines the melody very clearly. Now you could do a 2-5 here, if you want. On the recording, he kind of just plays an E-flat pedal, which makes sense because it's coming like this, it's not going, but either way. This is like an F7 with a flat 9. I might go something like this. 3. See, I missed it there. Do it that way. B flat minor 11. C minor 7. 11. And it goes to B flat minor 6 with the 6 in the bass, or some people call it the G half diminished. And I can't hold this G and do this. So maybe I'll hit the open G. Also do on recording, he kind of hits both these at the same time. You know, he can't really do that on piano, but he kind of has the same kind of like this sound, so that might be fun to do. Could to hit this F instead of this F. G. Now this chord here, some people will just play a 5, like some kind of, it's a little vanilla for my taste. And on the recording, he plays an A7 really more than an E-flat 7, and it has the minor second in the top between the 6th and the 7th. You can grab the 3rd there, you can get the open string for the root. So, that's a real monk chord. Now this is the part that I'm not sure how I played it on the recording, but this is more correct. This is, I'll go through what that is, triplets. And it's sus. A flat 6 or something like that. To an A diminished. And then it's, I'm playing a B flat minor 11th here. You could do it here also, but I like this voicing a little better. And it comes better from this, from this diminished. And then, sorry. Yeah, this is a straight diminished voicing, B diminished. And this is F7 sharp 9. So that's all pretty nice guitar chords. Going back to a B flat minor 7th. I'm really just playing. I could do it up here also. Either way. Maybe I should come back there. I don't know. This is a chord that just happens to have a lot of open strings in it, but the chord that Monk plays, I spent a while trying to figure this out, but this is like an A. It's like how we played this. This A7 to go to the A flat before, but this is a different type. This has the root, this flat 7, and it has natural 9th, and a sharp 5, very whole tone sound. Very much from that sound. Now, if you notice, I was playing it like this, and then I was like, oh, duh, this. Same as an open A, G, and D. A, G, and B, sorry. With an F on top. So you can just play that like this. So the first A section. Oh, sorry. Oh, boy. Haven't had my coffee yet. Second ending, kind of a typical what we call minor 2-5 versus an E flat. It really is more like a 4-5 E flat minor 6 with a 6 in the bass. It's a C half diminished to an F7 with a sharp 11. It's an open B there. And I'm grabbing the root up on top. So the second ending is like, I should go back a little bit more. Second A, and then the bridge. I don't want to get too fancy on the bridge. It's just melody with some bass notes. Note here that this is an A flat. When it goes, probably a lot of people would play just some kind of major chord here, major seventh. but it's not. It's a dominant chord. This diminished here. This is C sharp diminished, right? This is on the C sharp diminished coming is upper structure of the what's it called? D flat diminished, upper structure of the E flat 7 flat 9. And that slides down to this C diminished, which is the upper structure of A flat 7. So it goes. Now this one you could do what is it there? Let's keep it simple. Just play the roots in the it's kind of a D flat, it's 13. You could play it up here. You could do it up there also. That's kind of nice. I mean, you can get that same voicing here. It's just I tend to like to play it more like that, but here's a G minor. Now, Monk plays kind of a cluster on the recording. It's like a whole tone kind of cluster. Not really possible on guitar. I just keep it to this. Play this whole step. That seems to be enough. That's a little double time figure, so I'll play it in time from the top of the bridge. Right? Then it goes, stays in the F minor. Yeah, I might go. Just to have another bass note coming from this first position F minor up to this sixth position F minor 11th. That's another 1-2. One, going from F minor 9 to this B flat 13 flat 9. You know, basically a G triad with inside of a B. So, that's nice to do that there. Get the bass note. I'd probably just leave it alone. Back to the bridge. I'll play the whole bridge. Thank you. just a tiny tag. Now, sometimes it's like triplets. Just A flat, G flat, A flat, or it could be, I think on the solo, Alone in San Francisco, he's like, sorry. What is it? It's sort of, actually ends on four, you know, but that's to go back into the solos and all that, or into the, you know, improvisation section. So that's basically it. I'll post a little performance video so you can hear the whole thing all the way through. But that's a very nice ballad by Monk. You know, there's a great record by Steve Lacy called Reflections. As people who've been listening to this or watching this know that I'm a fan of Steve Lacy and his dedication to Monk's music. So, all right, we're getting closer to the finish line for this series, so you know, tell your friends. And I don't know if I said it already, but I'll be playing this entire songbook on October 16th and 18th at the Jazz Gallery in New York City in the fall. So that's sort of what this is all about. I'm preparing for that in my slow and methodical way. So more on that later, but okay, enjoy this video, and see you next time. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.